Folks, if you're liking what you're getting from 30 MPC, the number one way you can support us is by subscribing to our newsletter. Every week, you only get two emails. On Monday, you get a content roll-up of everything that dropped last week. And on Fridays, I pick one topic and I personally write a deep dive on things like how to cold call, how to run a discovery call, or even how to hire an AE. So if you're liking what you're getting here, take 2 seconds, go to the show notes. You'll see a button to subscribe to our newsletter, or you can go to 30mpc.com/newsletter and do it there. We'll catch you soon. Cheers. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this special club edition of this roadmap episode of 30 Minutes to President's Club. My name is Armand Farouk, and I'm here with my co-host, Nick Sigalski. And if your eyes have been open, if your ears have been open, you probably saw on LinkedIn and also on our newsletter last week, we've been posting some silhouettes in Super Smash Bros. Style. And those silhouettes show the outlines of three club members. And it said, a new club member is approaching. And so today is a club special roadmap episode where we will reveal who the club members are and what the club is in general. And then, of course, as with every roadmap episode, we will end this with what is the content that you can expect for this upcoming quarter. But before we go into who the club is, we should probably go through what the club is. But before we go into what the club is, Nick, can you tell the audience why the club is?
We've been consistently listening to you all as an audience, and what we keep hearing is you all want more 30 MPC. I get messages all the time, Nick, I wish you guys did some leadership content, or hey, have you guys thought about writing a book? It would help my team so much. Or hey, when are you guys going to do YouTube or video content? We'd love more visual stuff from you guys. And the fact of the matter is, it's just Nick and Armand over here running the 30 MPC show, creating content. And our goal for 30 Minutes to President's Club is we want to be the place where we collect from elite sellers what is actually working in sales today. Not stuff from 1971, but stuff that is actually working right now on the cutting edge of sales. Collecting that stuff from the elite, and then making it as easy as possible for you and your team to put that stuff into practice immediately. And what that might require for 30 Minutes to President's Club is we might need to bring some folks aboard, Armand, who do some stuff better than you and I do from a sales perspective.
And this introduces a second problem, is whenever you see a media company, a brand, a podcast, a TV show, whatever it is, whenever you see people add cast members, usually two things go wrong. The first thing that goes wrong is the quality of those new cast members is never even close to on par with the original. And so anytime it's not the two original cast members, the audience is disappointed because the quality of content suffers. And then number two, the second issue is sometimes people add way too many cast members and it becomes a participation trophy where anybody can be the host of 30 Minutes to President's Club. In other words, they dilute their brand by saying we can have 3,000 people host 30 Minutes to President's Club. And that is not what we want. Instead, what we want is we are going to introduce the club. And the club is going to be three members and only three members. And then once per quarter, we will add another killer member to the club, and this will protect the quality and the content that you all consume on 30 MPC. And there will be certain types of content that only club members are going to be allowed to produce. So for example, if we're doing a club podcast episode special, which we'll talk about in a second, only a club member is allowed to record an original episode on 30 MPC. Only a club member is allowed to host a tactic teardown, aka a webinar. Only a club member can write the club sections of our newsletter, right? And that's just the beginning. Because what this will do is it'll allow us to take the three channels that I just mentioned, and it'll allow us to launch a book line with the club members. It'll allow us to launch YouTube videos or step-by-step guides on the back of the club. But again, the key thing and the way that this goes wrong is by selecting the wrong club members. So Nick, before the big reveal, could you give the audience a sense of what was the selection criteria for the opening three club members?
Yep, we looked at three things. The first was the brand of the folks that we're bringing aboard. There's a great saying that I like, which is you're the average of the five people that you spend the most amount of time with. And gosh, Armand, I'm doing something wrong spending so much with you. But we wanted to bring aboard folks who actually raised 30 Minutes to President's Club up, where it creates this 1+1=3 thing when we bring these people and we create the world's best peanut butter and jelly sandwich, where they're the jelly and we're the peanut butter, and it explodes in your mouth because it tastes so good. We wanted elite folks from a brand perspective. We also wanted folks who were phenomenal sellers. And over the course of the almost 3 years that we've run 30 Minutes to President's Club, we have interviewed a ton of salespeople. And these were ones who stood out as head and shoulders above many of the rest. And then the last piece was, again, we're not going to bring on 27 people into the club in the first month. We wanted scarcity. And so we had to make some tough choices, Armand, but we had to pare it down to just three.
And it came down to one fact. One simple analogy we would ask ourselves is if we had to enter a cold calling competition or a cold email competition or share a place on a quota board with another one seller or another new club member, who would actually give us a run for their money? Or who would we say, get that person off of my quota board because they'd probably beat me? And so those three members who will enter the club are Charlotte Johnson from SalesLoft, Sarah Brazier from Gong, and Morgan Ingram himself, three of the all-time Hall of Famers as part of the 30 Minutes to President's Club. Nick, can you give the audience a breakdown of the one-by-one entry of those three club members?
Charlotte Johnson is one of the most effective prospectors we have ever spoken with. She is so strategic and thoughtful around how her message is going to look and feel when it lands in the inbox. She's so structured in the way she thinks about how she's going to weave in her personalization into her email in a way that's not going to take 232 hours to send a single email. She is so good at booking meetings, not in 2021, not in 2022, in 2023. And so if you want someone who actually is on the cutting edge of prospecting and what works today, she is it. Sarah Brazier is one of the best poise reps that we've ever met with. If you listen to Sarah break down how she runs a discovery call or a negotiation, it's more than just the word choice she uses. It is her tonality. It is her poise. It is her ability to keep control of a sales call in a way that makes it feel like the customer is getting the best out of her and she is getting the best out of the customer. And then Morgan Ingram is someone that I've looked up to for a long time. And what I love about Morgan is he's able to take extremely complex and challenging elements of sales. Think about cold calling. You're literally calling someone way your senior who has no idea who you are. You're picking up your phone and calling them totally out of the blue. And Morgan is able to break down step by step, which is key, step by step, how to go from zero to you've got something on the calendar. He is extremely framework driven from that respect. And so those are our brand new club members.
And to enter the club, each quarter that we add a club member, they will do what's called the home run lap. In other words, they will take over every single channel that we have on 30 Minutes to President's Club at least one time. And because we're launching three in this quarter, each club member is going to own 1 month as their home run lap. So Charlotte Johnson is going to own April. Sarah Brazier is owning May. And then Morgan Ingram is owning June. And in that home run lap, they're going to do three or four things across every 30 MPC channel. It starts with them hosting a tactic teardown. And again, only club members are allowed to host an original tactic teardown on 30 MPC. Then they're going to take over our newsletter. And they're going to be in a club exclusive section in our newsletter, breaking down one of their best tactics. And then they're going to launch a toolkit as well. Sarah and Charlotte Johnson have already released their cold call scripts and their cold email drip campaigns, respectively. And so Morgan will be launching his this quarter. And I think that's it, right?
Dude, you're forgetting the channel that we're on right now. What about the podcast?
Oh, the podcast. How could I forget about the podcast? And so, in addition to hosting a webinar, taking over a section of the newsletter, and launching a toolkit, congratulations, folks. Finally, we can stop disappointing you all as audience members of 30 Minutes to President's Club, because we are launching another new content product, and that is the Club Playbook as part of the 30 Minutes to President's Club podcast. So at the beginning of every single month, we will be launching another playbook episode. If you don't know this already, every 10 episodes, Nick and I will record a 30-minute playbook, and it'll be something like Nick and Armand teach you how to cold call, Nick and Armand teach you how to be a machine, Nick and Armand teach you how to run a discovery call, what have you. And one of the best parts and most disappointing parts is at the end of those episodes, we usually get 100 requests from the audience saying, hey, would you record more playbooks? Or, hey, could you do a weekly playbook? And the answer is no, we cannot, because again, there are only two of us and there are all of these other things that we do. And so now every single month, at the beginning of the month, we will be launching a club playbook episode where one club member will take 10 minutes and they will just be talking to you, the audience, directly. And they're going to go deep in one topic. And this will allow us to cover far more topics. So instead of just an episode on discovery, and that's the only playbook you get, you might be able to get three club playbooks where there's one 10-minute playbook on how to set an agenda. There's another 10-minute playbook on how to ask questions. And there's another 10-minute playbook on how to drive next steps. And that's it, folks. And so, Nick, I think it's time to give the audience some content. And as a reminder, club playbooks will traditionally drop on the first Monday of every single month, but today is the first Monday and we couldn't let the cat out of the bag early. So the first home run lap actually starts tomorrow, where Charlie Johnson takes the stage and we are dropping her club playbook. Why don't you walk us through what is in store for the April home run lap?
All right, so we're starting things with April with Charlotte's home run lap. She's doing a club playbook episode where she's going to teach you email personalization at scale in 10 minutes. Then for our tactic teardown, she's going to be doing a cold email teardown where we take your cold emails and break them down and rewrite them. And she's going to be partnering with the illustrious Kyle Coleman for that one. Then in the newsletter, which if you're not part of the newsletter, go to the show notes and go grab it. She'll be doing her 1, 2, 3 email objection handling framework for you to go steal and use on your own. And then because we've already released Charlotte's cold drip email templates, which you can go steal again on our website, we're going to be releasing Vin Metano's 5 email templates from prospecting to close. So if you want to open more deals and, I don't know, close more deals, you might want to go steal those email templates.
If there's a heavy hitter lineup, it's leading cold email teardowns with Charlotte Johnson and Kyle Coleman, the king and queen of cold email. And so if we go into May is Sarah Brazier's home run lap. The way it's going to lead off is her club playbook is Sarah Brazier teaches you to run a discovery call with a point of view in 10 minutes. It's her angle on not just asking questions, it's steering the customer in the direction of how the world needs to be in a discovery call, in our unique vision of the world. Then we've got a tactic teardown, and we really had to compromise on the guest here, folks. We just couldn't find another good guest. And so unfortunately, Sarah is going to be running a discovery tape review with Nick Sigelski. The newsletter, Sarah's breaking down her 3-step discovery call roadmap. And lastly, because Sarah already launched her cold call script, we're doing an exclusive collab with Clary. That's a 3-step guide on how to get access and sell to the CFO. Nick, take us home in June. It's Mr. Morgan Ingram's home run lap. What do we got in store?
The only thing that I'll add is you're right. We really struggled to find a good guest for the Tactic Teardown with Sarah. And so we had to choose between the lesser of two evils between Armand and Nick, which is why she's doing it with me. So what Morgan's going to be doing for June is his club playbook is going to be a 10-minute primer on how to nail cold calling. So if you want to steal Morgan's framework for booking meetings on the phone, give that one a listen. The Tactic Teardown is going to be, again, cold calling. This will be an objection handling session with Will Padilla. In the newsletter, we're going to shift it, no longer cold calling, but if you want to learn to be an elite video prospector without spending your entire day in front of the camera, Morgan's going to be sharing his 10-30-10 formula for video prospecting. And then the toolkit, and I'm very excited for this one, is Morgan Ingram will be releasing his cold call script with 30 minutes to President's Club. So you got your April, you've got your May, you've got your June. No one's going to be an April fool. But Armand, it sounds like you've got something you want to ask the audience.
Well, as always, I usually ask you at the end of the episode, how could people help us out here? And instead, I'm going to take this one over, folks, because if you didn't catch our last roadmap episode, I actually went full time on 30 MPC right after Nick already went full time. And the way we divvy up duties is Nick runs all things sales and customer success, and I run all things related to product and marketing, aka these roadmap episodes. So my question to you all is, if you email product@30mpc.com, product@30mpc.com, it will go directly to my inbox. Please answer one of these two questions. Question number one, who should be the next club member in Q3? And then question number two, what is the number one product or form of content that you want 30 MPC to launch now that we have the club? So again, question number one is who should be next in the club in Q3? And question number two is what is the number one new form of content or product that you want us to launch on 30 Minutes to President's Club? Send that to product@30mpc.com. I will respond to as many of them as I can humanly possible, if not every single one of them. Alrighty, folks, that's the end of the roadmap episode. And as a reminder, tomorrow it all begins with Charlotte Johnson dropping her club playbook episode on email personalization at scale. And then in May, we're coming right back with Sarah Brazier running a discovery clinic. And then June, our main man Morgan is rounding out the quarter with his June home run lap on all things cold calling. And as always, folks, thank you for all the feedback that you guys give. Thank you for everything that you do to create these 30 MPC roadmap episodes. And now it's our job to go make content for y'all. Cheers.
Today's tip to optimize your sales day is brought to you by Boomerang. If you get an email and the action required on that email is going to take you less than 2 minutes to do, do it on the spot. It's not worth adding it to your to-do list, having to look at the item, remember what you need to do. That's going to take you more than 2 minutes anyway. So do it on the spot, get it off your plate. Now, we documented our best templates and tips to help you optimize your sales day with our friends at Boomerang, and you can get that documentation for free at the link in the show notes. Otter AI's Otter Pilot for Sales gives you the freedom to sell on your discovery calls by taking notes for you. One of the best ways to deepen your discovery is to ask your prospect about the impetus behind their goals. So when a prospect tells me they want to advertise on more sales podcasts, I'll say, well, it's not every day that you wake up and decide you want to sponsor a podcast. What's causing you to even explore this in the first place? Now, we put together the ultimate discovery checklist with our friends at Otter AI, which you can get for free at the link in the show notes.